sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, August 12th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The third day of the preliminary examination for Stephanie Lambert and former Adams Township Clerk Stephanie Scott saw a series of testimony after the cross-examination of Jonathan Brader, the Bureau of Elections Director under Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Kurt Olson, a Washington, D.C. attorney with a history of challenging election results, made arguments in a cross-examination of Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader that his instructions to Scott to turn over equipment, erase flash drives, and ultimately bar her from administrating her elections was not done legally, and that she had a duty to preserve election information from the 2020 election. Many of the questions were rehashed of the second day on July the 11th. Well, back on July 11th, over a month ago, I talked about the story where basically MERS News Service and many other news agencies wrote stories about Brader, the elections director, lying, caught in a lie, saying one thing in one jurisdiction in a different case, and then saying something completely opposite in the other case. Well, the former township clerk, Scott, has been charged with 5 felony allegations. The attorney, Lambert, is facing 3 felony charges. Well, the room was packed with people observing the preliminary hearing, and whispers throughout the morning during Brader's testimony were promptly addressed by the Hillsdale 2B District Court Judge Megan Stiverson. The running commentary from the back of this courtroom can stop or you can leave. Now, as the cross-examination continued, Olson, the attorney, started asking a series of yes or no questions that raised a strong objection from the Assistant Attorney General, Richard Cunningham, to many of the several loaded questions that were being asked. Cunningham, using the famous loaded question example, have you stopped beating your wife yet? Yes or no? Well, yes, I've stopped beating my wife means you've been beating your wife. If you say no, that means you're still beating her. Olson, the attorney, brought up a press release from the Office of the Auditor General trying to do a post-election audit of local clerks, which was ultimately scrubbed then by the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, giving a legal opinion that local clerks can't do a post-election audit back on August 6th of 2021. It was basically 9 months after the 2020 election. We're going to continue on with this story after the break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Getting on with the rest of this story. And this is very interesting because in the back and forth between the attorney representing Stephanie Lambert, the attorney, as well as the Adams Township clerk, former, I should say, Stephanie Scott. Olson, who is actually a Washington, D.C. attorney, was brought in, recommended to defend these ladies by, I believe, somebody related to Donald Trump, his campaign, his office, somebody who they feel could afford to pay him to come in from Washington, D.C. to handle this case. Well, during the back and forth, Scott and Lambert's attorney Olson argued that Brader, the director of elections, never reached out to try to open a dialogue with the former Adams Township clerk to find out exactly what her concerns were and why she was refusing to comply with the Bureau of Elections instructions. Olson, the attorney, says basically to Brader, you say jump, and the clerks have to say how high. Well, the attorney for the Attorney General, Assistant Richard Cunningham, was allowed to question Brader again after Olson, asking him for clarification on many of the yes or no answers that were presented to him by Olson. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions. He'd ask the question, yes or no. Don't go into detail. Don't try to spin it. Just answer the question, sir, yes or no. Well, the attorney for the Attorney General was able to ask in basically a recross of the cross-examination conducted by Olson. Olson was then given a chance to question Brader again and asked him specifically if he knew anything about the chain of custody that the tabulator devices had to maintain according to law. Not rules from the Bureau of Elections, not rules from the Secretary of State, but actual state statutes. Well, during that exchange, it came out that Joshua McAlpine, a Bureau of Elections training administrator during the 2020 election, testified that he had made a mistake during the elections that resulted in some of the 2020 election records regarding provisional ballots for some precincts were not saved correctly. McAlpine said he had told the supervisor, but never had a direct conversation with Brader about the error. And it was, in fact, his supervisors that helped fix the mistake by reaching out to the areas that needed to have the provisional ballots fixed in the state's database. Well, the attorney Olson asked if the clerks were directed to delete the data. If in fact they did, how could he have fixed the errors? The paper ballots still exist beyond the electronic data. However, they were never allowed to do a forensic audit. Also, the former Adams Township supervisor, Mark Nichols, testified about the police arriving after Scott was removed from her duty to perform elections in October of 2021. She was actually removed from her duly elected seat. Well, Nichols and Scott lost their seats after a recall election. And Cunningham, the state's attorney general's assistant, brought that up and provided his willingness to accept both the 2020 election as well as the recall election's results. Nichols, the former supervisor, said, I have some doubts about the election. He said he had heard stories about the election and said there were even movies made, but couldn't name one of them off the top of his head. Well, of course, he's referring to Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules, but couldn't remember it off the top of his head. Well, the last person to testify for the day was Hillsdale County Clerk Abram Dane, who was also an election inspector at the time of the 2020 elections and was cited in several documents from both the prosecution and the defense. Dane went over in detail the county's role in elections and said that Scott expressed hesitancy to allow the tabulator to be collected by the county in 2021 because the machine needed to be serviced by a vendor. Artemis Civic was the name of the company that was assigned to provide this servicing for the Dominion machines. Well, the preliminary hearing is scheduled to resume today. So we'll see how far this goes. We'll see how much longer it's going to be allowed to be conducted by the judge, but it sounds like they might be wrapping it up this week. So again, Brader says one thing down in Hillsdale County in this case, and then in another case up in Oakland County, he says stuff completely opposite. Now, the biggest problem I have with Brader, number one, is he's an attorney from New York. Number two, very interesting, he was the former chairman, CEO of ERIC. This is a organization that oversees elections in many states. And that's basically where Jocelyn Benson hired him from. Well, I don't agree with anything that ERIC does in any way, shape, or form, and I don't trust them. And I surely don't trust Brader based on his testimony when Pat Kobach said that he basically lied, perjured himself under oath when testifying to the state Senate committee. So we'll continue to follow this and see where this goes. Now, one of the other stories that I've been following is a Democrat State Senator Rosemary Baer. She's 66 years old and is not seeking re-election next year. After being redistricted last year, her new 13th Senate district is expected to be quite competitive next year in 2026. The main reason, based on the redistricting, her district absorbed some of State Senator Jim Runstead's White Lake Township, a very conservative Oakland County hub. Baer would have been eligible to serve a third term in the chamber, but this year's there's been circulating rumors she would not seek re-election. Her husband suffered a stroke back in March of 2019, causing serious problems for him. Senator Baer thanks her team and all the people that she's had the opportunity to serve with. She looks forward to the next 18 months of doing even more for District 13 in the state of Michigan. However, she has made the decision she will not run for re-election. Well, backing up a couple of elections back in 2018, Baer won a very tight race against Mike McCready, then state representative from Bloomfield Hills. She won with 49.4% of the vote, He got 48.6. Well, guess what, folks? If you had ranked choice voting, neither one of them got 50% of the vote. And there's only two people running in a November election. So what would you do then? Well, Bear became a political outsider from the technology world, previously serving as data collection and analysis company in Troy. In her present day district in 2022, she won with 57.2% of the vote. Plymouth Township, Northville, Keogh Harbor, Orchard Lake Township, and West Bloomfield Township. However, with the redrawing of the map, based on the fact that what they had come up with, the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, it was taken to court. It was ruled by a three-judge panel that they unconstitutionally, racially gerrymandered the districts back in 2021. Well, now the new 13th district features communities of Milford, Waterford, South Lyon, and parts of White Lake. Some Republicans are hoping that previous state representative Ryan Berman, a Commerce Township Republican, will run for the seat, as it was touted that he won actually in a pro Joe Biden district back in 2020. Also, another name being circulated to replace the Democrat Bear is State Representative Noah Arbit of West Bloomfield. Today he said he's greatly appreciated Bear's partnership and looks forward to supporting a fearless Democratic leader in the new 13th Senate District in 2026, as I'm seeking a third term in the House. That's his plans right now. We'll see if he ends up running. The main reason why he might not run, a candidate committee to raise money for Democrat Sean Carlson. He is Oakland County's deputy executive. He resides in Commerce Township and served as a senior deputy director for the Michigan Department of Management and Budget from 2003 to 2006. He's listed as being a top leader for the National Association of Government Accountants, so he has an accounting background. Well, an exploratory candidate committee to raise money has been formed. So maybe John Carlson is going to be Bear's replacement. But if Ryan Berman decides to get in from Commerce Township as well, well, it could be a very interesting race. But with this announcement, next year's election for state senate is going to be very, very interesting. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.